The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. 7:32. We're back here for Thursday's edition of Dailies Today, the second part. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm his ancestor. My name is Jimmy Disu.
Correct. I like that introduction. I like that introduction.
Ah, dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
If I fall asleep, it doesn't help me.
I didn't
sleep well at all. I did what I shouldn't have done.
Oh, okay. You went to a party?
Party care.
You said you did what you shouldn't have done.
I did what I shouldn't have done. You know, I went to the other side of town.
Okay.
And I didn't sleep all night, man.
Oh, wow. Mm. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms and you'll be able to join us. You can also let us know what you think on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. In the chat room on the website, just go there, drop your thought. Let's start with the Vanguard, page 7. There's a story here that says, APC presidential aspirants meeting cancelled over lack of interest.
Now, this story is very revealing and is very crucial.
Mm.
Apparently, there was a meeting of all the presidential aspirants, which, of course, would include Pastor Tunde Bakare, would include Amechi, would even include Oshibajo, or Vice President Oshibajo. Sorry, I just la urukomo lori. Oshibajo, yeah. Yeah, you know, they would include all of them, and a lot of them didn't turn up. Mm. Let me read the story. The scheduled meeting of 21 presidential aspirants of the APC in Abuja could not hold yesterday, despite series of pre-event publicity in the days leading to the pally. The roundtable earlier slated for 2 p.m. at Transport Hilton was for the aspirants to come up with viable strategies to support the APC standard bearer Bola Tinubu to win the February presidential election. Although no official reason was given for the postponement of the meeting, it was gathered that most of the aspirants who were invited to the pally were non-committal. That's not too looking too good for the APC. So what could it be? Is there any nexus between this and what the president said yesterday about bullying? Do some of them believe that they were bullied? But remember again, quite a number of them stepped down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you would expect that at least those who stepped down would have shown up. You know. In a message sent to one of the aspirants seen by Vanguard, Felix implied that the meeting had been postponed indefinitely. He says, good day, Your Excellency. Please be informed that the strategy... You know, in politics, if tomorrow I say I want to be president, I come out and say I'm president of the People's Party, immediately, before I step out of that door, I have become Your Excellency. And they're not a waste time for politics. So if you see what I'm reading, Your Excellency, it doesn't mean that all of them are excellencies. But it says, good day, Your Excellency. Please be informed that the strategic meeting of 2023 presidential aspirants of APC scheduled to hold has been postponed and that a new date will be communicated soon. I think this is very unfortunate because it says here that the meeting was well publicized and even the vice president was not even in town.
He left town yesterday.
Yes, yes. Vanguard, however, gathered that some of the aspirants did not communicate their readiness to attend the meeting. Usually for meetings like that, yeah, that's the meaning of RSVP. RSVP doesn't mean rights to very plenty. What it means is responde s'il vous plaît, meaning that's French, meaning that please let us know if you will come or not. But it says here that many of them did not even communicate their readiness. Vice President Oshibajo has traveled. Senate President Ahmad Lawan did not formally respond to the invitation. Likewise, Amechi. Suggesting that there could be cracks within the ranks of the presidential aspirants, especially with regard to Tinubu's candidacy, the source said the party standard bearer still has a lot of reaching out to do. Why should that be? I thought he won fair and square, and therefore I thought it would have been automatic for them to... he beat them fair and square. Do you think anything?
Well, Edet is on Facebook and he says, if he may ask you whether, you know, those people stepped down willingly or they were forced to
step down. No, you are a full-grown adult. If you step down, you step down.
Yeah.
You're a full-grown adult. If I was the one, even if you put a gun to my head, I might go away, but I will not say that I have stepped down.
A very good example of what you've said is Yahya Bello of Kogi State.
Exactly.
Who stood all through.
Yes. Mm. There are not too many honorable men in politics. Mm. Let us laugh. There are not too many honorable men in politics. I see things that people do, and I ask, where is your honor as a man? How do you go back to face your family? Do you understand? There are a lot of things you can't explain. At that convention was somebody, I'm sorry to say, I have to keep repeating it because somebody needs to explain to me. Mm. You are owing the banks. You spend $100 million to buy this ticket, and you don't get one vote. I mean, I don't understand it. Why were some of them there? We need to ask ourselves that question, but this is not the time. Where do people get this kind of money they throw around? $100 million is a lot of money.
It's a
okay?
Lot
to
of
me, oh, to me, oh.
To me, know, oh.
Let every man speak.
To me.
Let every man.
To me. To me, most important.
We must investigate, even on the quiet, this kind of frivolous spending. It's unexplainable. You buy a ticket for $100 million and then you just go and say, I'm stepping down for somebody.
But they also said that they were going to return the money to them.
Who is returning the money
to them? The party. The party will refund them, those that stepped down.
What's the
afterwards, no, we're hearing that some of them are still saying that the monies have not been refunded to them.
Party can't refund any money to you because you are already an aspirant. You paid to be an aspirant.
You are
an aspirant at party level.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've done that exercise. You've spoken to the whole world. Stepping down in itself,
yeah,
you fulfilled an ambition that you wanted to step down. The whole thing, top to bottom, to be honest with you, looks like a racket.
Some called it some kind of fundraising tactic.
It was not. It's beyond that. And that is because where I'm going is this. There is too much public money out there in personal hands. People are doing frivolous things with money that they didn't sweat for. Who will take $100 million of his money to go there and then come and say, I stepped down? Who would do that? Even $10 million. If you are donating to your church, yes. If you are buying a new organ, yes. You are sinking a borehole, yes. But to take your own $100 million to go and say, I stepped down, or not to have any vote at all, is more than meets the eye. How did you calculate your bets? If you come back to tell us the usual story,
yeah,
that, oh, it was some people who gathered the money, can we see the list of who they are? And let us look at their sense of judgment. I will give $10 million, let's say a man needs $10 million to a man that I will know cannot even go through the first stage. Am I crazy? It is because we have too much free money. We have too much free. A lot of our money is in private hands. Have you heard in any other country where people do what we do here with money? We just talk $100 million as if, you know, it was I can understand the man
auction
who
house.
I can understand the man who won. He got the ticket. I can understand maybe one or two who even got near him. But some of them...
You can also understand someone who angrily just said that, look, you have bastardized him and I'm leaving. Minister of State for... Is it education?
Education,
now?
Yes. But the way... And it's not restricted to the APC, though. Even the other parties. You know, there are too many leakages in our system, Sheriff. And there is so much free money. I said it whether yesterday or 2 days ago. So much free money. Let's go to another story.
Now they wouldn't come for a meeting to strategize.
That's strategize what for the candidates.
For the candidates.
Because they were not... There is a racket behind this thing. The kind of word, oh, radio, oh. I wish I was at a beer parlor. I wish I was addressing a group of people.
You know?
Like my Luther people, I wish I was addressing. I'm not an activist, but I wish I was. The kind of, because this thing, it is sickening. It pains me. All of us are suffering because of this kind of frivolous use of our money. Most of the monies you are talking about can be traced to government money, either through contracts, padded contracts, or outright stealing, or whatever it is.
Let's move on. Let's stay with the Vanguard, though. From page 7 to... Oh, she gone.
It's a pity. And before you know it, before it's 7:30 now, you find some hungry people will be defending this. You know.
That's on already.
Read one.
It's on. In fact, there are some that are telling those people to then stop listening to him if you cannot take what he's saying.
We will continue to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
We will continue to tell you the truth. In most cases, it's your money. If that would have made you better off, you wouldn't even have had time to be on the social media. You would have gone to work. Next one, Lujari.
Yes, next one. Page 9. Okada ban riders, passengers risk 3 years jail term as Lagos commences enforcement.
Okay, fine. You have the law. Can we see in a month's time how many people you have caught? Surely there are some people that you will defy this ban. The government needs to make an example of law enforcement. What happened to the law that says that if you go one way, if you go in the wrong direction, your car will be seized? We haven't heard anything about it. People go one way every day now.
Yeah.
The problem of the Lagos State government essentially is enforcing the law. A very good example. Go on the Kata Bridge. Okada. Keke. And there's a new thing. You find buses from all the way from Ido going on reverse to Idumota. Every blessed day. I said it last week. I called up the commissioner for transport. The following day, I go on that bridge every day. The following day, I went on the bridge. I found it was still the same. So it's not enough to blow hot, have press conferences. You've done all that. Enforce the law. That's the problem. Enforce the law on environment. Enforce the law on transportation. Enforce the law. So it says here now, riders and passengers risk a 3-year jail term. If you don't know what that means, let me tell you in simple language. If you now go ride Okada as passenger, if police catch you, the driver, is 3 years. Does he have an option of fine? It says, since riders and passengers risk 3 years jail term for violation. And so the four additional counsels are Koshofe, Ekosi Sheri, Agboyi Ketu, and Oshodi Solo, Ejigbo, Shomolu, Bariga, Moshin, Odiolowo. Okay, so the story here says that some Okada riders protested yesterday. They besieged Governor Sowolu's office and told him to suspend it and so on and so forth. But no, the government says that they have 500 security agents to enforce ban. These 500 agents should enforce ban in a simple manner. This one I keep telling you Kata Bridge. All you need to do is put two people at the Ido end and two people at the Dumota end. If all they tell them is to go back, even if you don't want to see, just tell them, my friend, go back. How can a boss in Lagos, 2023, I'm in a hurry, 2022, all the way from Ido, come on reverse down to Idumota?
Let me take this message that is similar to what you're saying. This individual says, my company car was took one way and was arrested.
Yes.
And the car was auctioned, and the person said, although the process was fraudulent.
Well, but we don't hear any of that.
Exactly. Seems like, yes,
I don't know what happened. Come to the Habra area around the offices here. People take one way at will, with even some last-mile officers in sight, at will, you know?
And Larry is confirming that, saying that, you know, he passes through Ido, through
Idumota, yes,
and it happens every day.
Every day. And what kind of people are we? From Ido, just because you don't want to go round. And sometimes the proper route is free. But we've been so indulgent. And I keep saying, maybe we should give our governors just one term. So they won't think of, because I had an argument with somebody, and he said, don't worry, if the governor gets his second term, he'll be able to enforce the law. And I said, I mean, that I don't want that. Laws must be enforced all the time.
Page 11 of the Vanguard. In U.S., Peter Obi vows to increase electricity or leave presidency.
Well, I just want to announce this one in case you don't know. What it says here is that Peter Obi has vowed to increase electricity generation in Nigeria or he will leave. Okay? So we need to hold him to that. He made the vow in America. And he says, I will increase power generation in 4 years. This is not a guarantee. I am saying if I don't do it, I will leave office. Apparently, he claims to have studied how Egypt and some other country have been able to turn, South Africa have been able to turn around. There are some photos of him going to Egypt and studying what's going on. You see, this is what I say. Nigeria needs a hands-on president. Unfortunately, administratively, we are very, very weak. In policy and policy implementation, we are very, very weak. That's why we need a president who knows. We need an executive president in Nigeria now, not a ceremonial one. If we want ceremonial presidents, then we must be ready to have a prime minister. And I like what Jonathan did. Jonathan shifted a lot of things to what's her name now? Mrs.
Okonjo-Iweala.
You know, she was almost less like the prime minister. But you need, I would rather have a president who is hands-on. So Obi has said he will leave. Omo, if he becomes president and there's no light, I will lead the campaign that he should leave. Simple. Pure. He has said it himself. I'm going to... Philip, keep this paper. Let's frame it. Let's keep it somewhere in the studio. If he ever becomes president, we keep pointing at it.
Yeah, just to add to this, because that could be... how? Because generation-wise, we exactly don't have... as much as we have in a bigger problem as we have in distribution. So if he had said that, you know, I would make power sufficient, I will make Nigeria, you know.
Obi, when saying that he makes power sufficient, is a knowledgeable man. You can't take that away from him.
Yes.
So he knows that generation, no, distribution, no.
No. So when he said that he will improve generation, technically, he can do that.
He did not.
But I think. Well, maybe I have not read the story. So I'm just saying that if he had said that, every home will have power.
When in this context that he says power generation, he's talking of the tail end.
Uncle Jimmy.
So at that time now, he will not change it.
Ah, I said I will increase generation. I've increased it now from 13,000 to 25,000. I did not mention distribution.
No, I think he's going to come here for he's coming here for an interview. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to invite him. So Philip, you are the representative of the masses. You must remind me to ask him specifically. Does it mean generation or plus and distribution?
Exactly.
Philip, don't.
Oh, necessary.
I'm not to use a wrong word, but don't mess up.
let's go to page 28 of the Vanguard.
Yes.
FG to Qatar, we can't provide skilled labor force to you.
Bottom line is this: the federal government wants to open the door for Nigerians to go work in Qatar. I will beg that before you jump at that offer, if it ever does materialize, ask those who know. If you want to know somebody who has worked in Qatar, I have. If I maybe I should bring him to. Okay, let's see how it goes. I know somebody who working in these countries is not easy. You know, it's not easy. They're not your normal European whatever countries. And remember, they're very, very strict on man-woman matter. Okay? Very strict on drugs, very strict on alcohol, very strict on whatever. Let's see how it goes. If it goes through, I'll be happy. You know, at least we'll be able to offload some of our people there. But you need to know, before you set out and jump and go to the Qatari embassy, how do you translate Rory? Think deeply whether ultimately you can live in such places. It's not as nice and as easy as it sounds if you don't know.
Yeah, this is the video of some Nigerians that their passports were being seized.
Where?
Qatar.
What about the ones in Dubai?
Sorry, in Dubai.
In Dubai. It's Dubai. They went and they said they were doing confraternity nonsense, and went on a rampage.
I saw the video.
In Dubai. It wasn't until my third visit to Dubai that I ever saw a policeman. But you will feel, if you are sensitive, because I mean, I'm very, you will feel that you are being watched. You cannot as much as drop a piece of paper. Everything in Dubai is high tech. I even think they have robot police. It's high tech. And they have zero tolerance. They packed, apparently they packed all the Nigerians out. They brought them home. I think everybody had to arrange for some, to bring some of them home. They packed them all, whether you are guilty or not. But countries where they don't speak English, where English is not the whatever, I try to shy away from them. And these countries are intolerant of some of the nonsense behavior that we have. These guys went on a rampage. There was video evidence, breaking cars and so on and so forth because of cultural. I mean, I don't understand.
And there were
all
people
this.
In those cars that they were attacking.
There were people in those cars.
I was like, what are
understand.
You doing?
What's going on? I repeat that. I repeat that we should look at something in our food. Because both the elite and the younger ones behave. Because both the elite and we all get involved in bad behavior that you cannot even explain. I mean, okay, so two cults are fighting. Instead of you to go whatever, you now start destroying everything inside. Okwonio. Next one.
Okay. This one is in the Punch. How to spot a hidden camera.
This is very, very vital. The issue of cameras, I'm going to do a whole session on it. Very, very vital. Now, how to spot a hidden camera. You have to buy the Punch. I can't go through it. Or maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, I'll do it for you tomorrow. I think tomorrow I was going to do open mic. Because it's very vital. It's very vital. Especially in hotels. Whether you are there with a babe or you are there with your wife or whatever. I mean, you don't want whatever you're doing to be seen in but there is a lot of, you know, of that going on. And talking about cameras.
Yeah.
There is a new thing that is going on. I'm not indicting the police as a force, but there are some people within the police who do what I'm about to tell you. Sometimes if you get into any with any policeman, I have reasons to believe that some of them would, for example, tear their uniform. So by the time you get to the station, your case is worse than what it was. Maybe it was a traffic offense. It becomes that. It will pay you to have a body cam. A body cam is a hidden camera. It will save your life. I'm telling you, I have dash cams in all my cars.
But we know what we know.
You don't know anything. I have a dash cam in my car. They don't cost much. You can get a dash cam for as low as $10-$15. But it could save your life. Many accidents, many times, last man will come, you've beaten light, you've beaten whatever, you show them. Body cams are cheap. They come in form of pen, they come in form of a button, and it in because the country we are living in is not normal. In fact, all over the world, to be honest with you, it pays for you to have, I mean, all of you watch TikTok and so on and so forth, so you know what it does, you know, with authorities. The Lagos State here said they were going to do a wonderful thing. All their security personnel will wear body cams. But we haven't seen the...
The last man officials on with body cam.
Are they with body cam now?
We haven't seen. I haven't seen.
But they must tell us if they are with body cam.
Yeah.
And I think that the police even must tell you if he's going to say, sir, we're being recorded. He must tell you that. You don't have to tell him if you are recording because it's for your own safety. But he has to tell you formally that as I'm speaking to you, we're being recorded so that you'll be guarded. But please, this issue of cameras, I'll treat tomorrow. It's very, very vital now. Extremely vital.
So we're going to take... No, we can't take any more.
You can't take any more? Let me quickly... Can I congratulate my friend?
Yes, please.
My party man from all the way from school now is the new Wema Board chairman... Sheyodunton, I'd like to congratulate him. I'm sure he'll be listening now. Congratulations, he's the chairman of Wema Board. Please, nobody should send me any applications to send to him. He's a politician. I'm sure his file is full of that. Well, when I hear my friends making, you know, doing things like this, I get so excited. At least when my board, I think they sell cement or whatever. If I need cement, I can quickly rush here to get some. That's that's Nigerian thinking.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
If you open the store for you and give it
and just go in there and pack whatever you want to pack. Right. What's coming up at 9?
Osa.
Oh, he'll be here?
Osa will be here.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Osa, I told Osa to come and do open mic.
That would be fun.
Yes, he will come and do open mic.
That would be really, really fun.
You know this thing keeps sticking.
Thank you so much for coming.
All right.
Lagos, that's our show. Let's take a break and then Health Thursday is next. Good morning to you.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number? Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps you go take reconnect them. 1. That's...
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.